From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. 18 days ago, President Bush decided that the federal government will fund research with human embryo cells as long as the cells were not taken from embryos after August 9th. Today, the Bush administration published a roster of cell lines that it says meet the president's restrictions. Scientists say that's an important first step in doing the research. But as NPR's Richard Knox now reports, the path is not yet clear.
Scientists everywhere were startled when the president declared this month that there are 60 collections of human embryonic stem cells in the world that meet his criteria. Paul Berg of Stanford University says even those doing the research thought there were no more than 10 or 20.
Most of the people who heard that speech, and like people like myself, had never had any idea there were that many cell lines. And so we were natural to wonder, where did they come from? Who had made them? Are they any good? Are they going to be available? What are the conditions for getting them, et cetera, et cetera?
Today, the National Institutes of Health began to answer some of those questions. It listed 64 human embryonic stem cell lines. The NIH says they exist in the deep freezers of 10 universities and private companies from Sweden to India and Australia to Israel. 5 stem cell lines are at the Wisconsin Alumni Research Foundation. Andy Cohn is its spokesman.
We now know where the 60 lines are, and we know who has them, and we know that they are in various stages of readiness. I think that's all good and new information.
The Wisconsin University Group is the best-known source of human stem cells. It's already provided 60 million of them to 30 scientific groups around the world. Cohn says more groups are eagerly waiting.
We have about 100 requests have been on hold until the federal funding issue is clarified.
The NIH says it doesn't want to stand in the way. It will expand current grants to allow human stem cell work to begin this fall. And it's negotiating with groups that own the cells to minimize restrictions. Scientists are worried that the owners will make them sign contracts specifying what they can publish or how their research might be applied to human diseases. Paul Berg says if a biotech company is trying to raise money in the stock market, it might not want to be too free with scarce biological assets.
That's an issue which has yet to be revealed, is how many of these so-called providers will, in fact, willingly and easily distribute their lines. And that's one of the things that concern the people in the scientific community. Is what good is it to say that there are 64 independent cell lines if only 5 of them or 10 of them were going to be distributable?
Still, Berg thinks the main obstacles will be removed in the next few months so human stem cell research can begin in earnest. Congressional hearings on the issue are set for next week, but Berg thinks politicians may not reach the next big decision point on stem cells for 3 years or more. By then, scientists should know if current stocks of embryo cells are suitable for human experiments on diseases such as diabetes and Parkinson's.
If they're not, what I believe is we have enormous leverage to go back to the Congress and the President and say they've got to relax this prohibition because we need to have special cell lines in order to achieve the therapeutic goals. And I can't conceive, frankly, that the Congress or the President would be in a position to deny the American public access to the latest advances in therapies for serious diseases because of their own particular personal predilection.
Berg speaks for many scientists when he says the restrictions will not hurt current research, but stem cell researchers may not be able to live with them forever. Richard Knox, NPR News.